wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
We want to know what is the role of the church. When you say the church, what is its role? Number two, what makes a church perform its role? What enables a church to perform its role? Number three, how does the church perform its role? And then number four, what benefits do a person enjoy when he commits to performing the role of the church? In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, Paul addressed the church as the pillar and the ground of truth. He said, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou wilt ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God." So the reason why we say the house of God, the secret place of the Most High, is the church, is that God's word says so. God's word what? Says so. So the house of God is not your house. It's not your living room. Praise the Lord. Neither is it your bedroom. It is a place. We call it the church. So Paul said that the church is the ground and the pillar of truth. 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 If you want to know truth about life, where you get truth is the church. Because it is the body that is ordained to teach, preach, and live truth. Praise the Lord. So it is church people that can live the truth. There is not a person who is not a church person who is living by truth. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So it is the pillar and the ground of truth. So what is the role of the church? One role of the church is the church is to preach, teach, and live truth. That is why we cannot be church people and be living in lies. Praise the Lord. No, you can't be a believer and be living in lies. Your lifestyle is not according to truth. And there are a lot of church people like that, a lot of Christians like that, whose life is not according to truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when your life is not according to truth, what happens is that you are out of course. So your manifestations too will be out of course. You will know what God can do, but you won't see what God does. That is what happens. People who doesn't live their life by truth, they always know what God can do. They always know what God should do, but they don't experience what God does. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that from today, your life will begin to experience the things God does in Jesus' name. After this service, you will make a decision to live by truth. And you begin to also see the things God does in your life in Jesus' name. So one role of the church is that the church is the center and the pillar of truth. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said, Upon this revelation will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. So, the church also have a mandate of revealing to the world who Jesus is. Yes. It is a center of revelation. We are the people who can reveal to others who Jesus is, how Jesus is, the life of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. How do we reveal him? We reveal him by preaching and teaching, and also by living his life. They saw the early church by living like Christ, and they called them Christians. Christians is not a nickname. They saw, it's not believers' nickname. Praise the Lord. They saw their life as Christ, and they said, look, these guys, the way they live their life, they just look like Jesus. They just look like what? Jesus. So, it is a center and ground of truth. And then it is a center of revelation. What do we reveal? The church is supposed to reveal Christ through our preaching, our teaching, and our lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you are to reveal Christ. Me, I am to reveal Christ. At your workplace, people must see Jesus Christ in you. By the way you live, by the way you move, and by the way you have your being. Praise the Lord. The reason why we don't see a lot of power in the church is because of this. People are in the church, but our life is not manifesting our roles. When we come to your workplace, all the liars there, you are number four. Praise the Lord. Number four. There's the senior one, another, and then you are the next. There are about 32 poor employees at your workplace, but you are number four. And you are in the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, truth and revelation of Christ. Now, to be able to do that, we saw in the life of the early church in Acts chapter 2, verse 44. They were in one accord. They had everything in common. They were united. So their unity gave them the upper hand to be able to do what God have called them for. Someone say unity. When you read Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 5, you always see one accord, one accord, one accord, one accord, one accord. The strength of the early church was their unity. Was their heart? Unity. Unity. They were united. 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 Now, what are the things that enhanced their unity? That's what we are looking at. So that they can be a center and a pillar of truth. Please, my prayer for you is that you will be a person of truth. Person of truth. A person of truth. Your life will be an open book. There is nothing hidden. Praise the Lord. If you're a businessman, your yea is yea, your nay is nay. If you're a career worker, your yea is yea, your nay is nay. Some people must begin to start a change. People must decide that we are going to live as believers, saints. People who speak truth. Praise the Lord. Some pastors must now stand and say, we are not going to follow the norm. We will be men and women of God, of truth. And church members will begin to say, we are going to be people who walk with Jesus in truth. Because there's a lot of lies in this world now, in the church. That is not our role. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Children are lying to parents. Husbands are lying to wives. Wives are lying to husbands. Workers are lying to their bosses. It's everywhere. And everybody is in church. Praise the Lord. So they were united. That enabled them to perform their role as men and women of truth. I pray that the grace of unity will come on us in Jesus' name. There are many homes. Husband doesn't know what wife is doing. Wife doesn't know what husband is doing. Everybody is living his life. One, we are all afraid of the other. Praise the Lord. I don't know your money, you don't know my money. You don't know where I'm going, I don't know where you are going. Praise the Lord. Why do you want to know my salary? Praise the Lord. And the wife, the husband is, why? You want to know how I collect? But you are working as a Christian and saying the two, you are one. Praise the Lord. So what does it mean? Somebody is blessed. A wife have a land, the husband don't know. The husband have lands, the wife doesn't know. Praise the Lord. An interesting story we were talking about. I can't say it now, but it's funny. Do you understand? Yeah. The wife is building. There's something that came. A certain man was building. Nobody knew. The wife didn't know. Children didn't. And he died. This is a true story. All my stories are true. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And then that house had been, the man had died for about 12 years. And that house had been there. So the people that sold the land to the man, one uncle of the other, said, this house, the man, nobody is in, so I want to own it. He said what? He want to own it. Like they sold the land to the man, and the man, they knew the man had died, but nobody had ever come there. So he was telling another nephew that this house, I want to own it. I'm the owner now. Do you understand? The nephew has to be a good person to say, no, this is not right. It's somebody's house. So they have to be looking and looking and looking and asking questions. People whose lands are around, and then, do you know this man? And then they saw a certain lady. He said, oh, I know their wife is somewhere. About 13 to 14 years. Praise the Lord. Before that woman will come and see, the husband have died 13, 14 years. But he was building a house, which is at the lintel. He has done the lintel. I saw the house. Just put 3 blocks on and you can roof it. And for 12 and 13, the wife didn't know. Children didn't. And maybe you are here like that. You are a wife. You are a husband. You have something like that. They were united. Everyone say they were united. Say united. Say united. Hey, Pastor, what you are saying is hard. That's why you are in church, to hear the truth. That's why you are here, to hear the truth. If you can't walk the truth, then there is no way you should be in church. Church is a center and pillar of truth. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The center and pillar for truth. So they were united. What enhanced their unity? What enhanced their unity? In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, the word of God says, and they continued daily in the apostles' doctrine. And then the second thing is that they continued in fellowship. Fellowship. Acts 2:42. They continued in fellowship. They continued in fellowship. One of the things that enhanced their unity to enable them to work their role of truth was that they were daily in fellowship. They were daily in fellowship. What is fellowship? The coming together, the gathering together of the saints. The gathering together of the saints for the cause of Christ and his kingdom. When a people gather together, believers, for the cause of Christ and the work of God, we call it fellowship. Praise the Lord. And the place they gather becomes the house of God. Becomes what? The house of God. Praise the Lord. So fellowship is the coming together, the gathering together of saints for the cause of Christ. When saints gather not for the cause of Christ, it is not called fellowship. Praise the Lord. When believers who are in political party gather together to discuss political things, it is not fellowship. Praise the Lord. Even though they are born again, but the cause for which they have met is not for the cause of Christ, but it is to discuss how their party will come to power. That is not fellowship. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. When Christians who are accountants or engineers, they gather together and to discuss a course that will work their engineering, whatever, that is not fellowship. Fellowship is the gathering together of the saints for the cause of Christ and his kingdom. Like what we are here for. This is fellowship. We are gathered for the cause of Christ and for his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Now, the good news is that when a people gather in fellowship, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 down to 24, there are supernatural forces we encounter. Supernatural forces. I'll talk about three in this sermon. Number one is that in fellowship, he said, for ye have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. Somebody say, city of the living God. So when saints gather together at a place for the cause of Christ, that place becomes the city of the living God. So right now, this place is a city of the, please hear it well, it becomes God's city. And the Holy Ghost called God's city the heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly what? Jerusalem. Yeah, the city of the living God. So if it is the city of the living God, please follow. Then you are going to know the kind of people who are in that city. Praise the Lord. Because if it is God's city, automatically God should be there. Jesus should be there. Are you getting it? Yes. You should see them. You should see them. The Holy Ghost is already there. Praise the Lord. So he said, "Enter the company of innumerable of angels." So the first group of people in the city of the living God is angels. It's what? Angels. The reason I was asking the Holy Ghost, why the arrangement? Because I was thinking God will come first. But it is angels he began with. Yeah. Because any home you go to, most of the time, people that meet you are servants. Are what? They are servants. Angels are the servants. So that is why the arrangement, he began with company of innumerable of angels. Angels are the servant. You go to that city, you are entering at the gate. At the gate. It's angels you see. So when we gather like this, we have gathered in the presence of company of innumerable of angels. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Company of innumerable of angels. Some are guardian angels. Praise the Lord. That is why, hear me, that is why we saw angels ministering to people with problems in the Old Testament in the temple. Somebody like Hannah. Somebody like what? Somebody like Zachariah. Somebody like what? Where was he? He was in fellowship. Hannah. Hannah was in fellowship. Hannah was what? In fellowship. He went to Shiloh, the gathering of God's people. And he was there. And he was praying. And an angel of the Lord through Eli came to minister to her. Praise the Lord. Yes. Came to minister to her and said, "A year by this time, you'll have your child." And he did. She did. Zachariah, an old man, he said, "Your prayers have been answered." Where was he? He was in fellowship. In fellowship. In fellowship. In fellowship. In fellowship. In fellowship. Praise the Lord. So when we meet like this, we have come to the city of the living God, and at that city, at the gate of the city, are servants who are angels. So whatever problem you came, you know, revelation is the key to life. I've always been saying it, and don't fall, keep writing it down. Revelation. As you grow in the Lord, you will see that you are a victim of what you don't know. Many people have died as Christians because they didn't know what they should know. Revelation. Or they knew it and took it for granted. Praise the Lord. Yeah. They knew it and took it for granted. Or they didn't know at all. Because whatever you don't know, you become a victim of it. Even though you are not supposed to be. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. So, angels. If you look into scriptures, what are some of the things you saw angels do? You can talk about plenty. The first time we heard angels in Genesis chapter 3, they were keeping the doors, the doors of the tree of life. They were gatekeepers. So angels are like bodyguards. The first time we saw them, they were doing bodyguards work, preventing people from entering to places. So when you come to the house of God, you come to receive heavenly security. Heavenly what? Against all manner of evil. Go here, move here, come here. When you came with demons, when you are entering, say, hey, girl out, you can't enter. Move here. Clear off. Praise the Lord. That's what happened. That's what happens. That's what happened. That's the first thing we saw angels do. Praise the Lord. I'm just talking about one or two. Another thing we saw angels do was they brought answers. They brought answers to people's prayers. The things they have asked God for. You see an angel of the Lord appears and say, take. That is why David said, Psalm 27 verse 4, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire in his temple and behold his beauty. When you come to the temple of the Lord and make inquiries, you get answers. Why? Because angels are there to give you answers. They are there to give you what? Answers. Praise the Lord. So in fellowship, the first divine force we encounter is angels. The second one, please go back. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22. Go to 23. 23. Praise the Lord. It said, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. So, in fellowship, after you meet angels, you go to the general assembly, the church of the firstborn. Talking about the body of saints. The body of what? Saints, the body of saints. And this arrangement is divine. You enter a house, you meet servants, the next people you see is children. The next people you see is who? Children. The church of the firstborn. The church of the firstborn. Those that the father has given birth to, their children. You see them. Praise the Lord. You come to my house, you just entered, you see the children there. Hey, daddy, somebody has come. Daddy, Mr. Minister, Reverend has come. This one has come. General Assembly. The church of the firstborn. The church of the firstborn. So, in fellowship, we relate to ourselves. And this is how it works. When your fire is down, when you are weak, when you are down, you will come and meet another person who is on fire, who is up. Our connections, our heart, triggers. Someone say triggers. It triggers your jumper. Your jumper. Your jumper. You came in weak. You meet someone who is strong. Our connections will now release you to live in strength. You came in down. Our connections will lift you up. So when a believer is out of fellowship, he starts to become weak, start to die, start to leave the presence of God. You leave the city of the living God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So these forces are divine. Divine. I meeting you, you meeting me, it's not for naught. When we meet like that and we meet in the spirit, there is a reframing of fire. A reframing of what? Of fire. Of fire. Of fire. Of fire. Of fire. And then, the last one I'll talk about in this service is that which is written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. Someone say God. In fellowship, we meet God. We meet God. We have come to his city. We meet God. We meet God. Prepare to meet thy God. Where? In fellowship. In fellowship. This morning, God is here. 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 That is why when you come to fellowship, you have to live in reverence. Because you have come to God. You cannot be in church and you are showing up. No, you are before God and you are saying, praise the Lord. Now, if that is your habit from today, please stop. You have to come before God in reverence. The reason why you have to dress nicely is because you have come before God. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yeah. You have come before God. So in fellowship, these are some of the forces we come to meet. That's why you cannot be with God and be doing Facebooking. You are before God and it's your phone you are doing Facebooking with. It's not like you are in a service and you are trying to promote the service, but you are just talking. You are in the service and then you are also chatting with somebody. Twitter, you are tweeting. Praise the Lord. TikToking. Hallelujah. You are before God. You are before God. We need to bring some reverence. You know, these things entered the Korean church. At a point, South Korea was the place where the largest of every denomination was. But when these things entered, are you getting it? Sometimes church can even close. And people don't know church have closed. They are still Facebooking. Pastor will leave and go. And because their head is down, doing like this, they don't even know church have what? Ended. And they are sitting there. They will raise their head and see that the pastor and all the serious people are what? Gone. Yeah? Yeah? And the fire happened. So the young people, be very careful. Just as social media is good for promoting the work of God, you have to be very disciplined not to market your destiny in it. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. So we meet God. What can God do? Is it healing? What can't God do? Is it a problem you have? What can't God do? Is it a burden you came? So when you have this understanding and revelation, when you come to fellowship, you come with the heart to meet God. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? We sing this song, waiting in your presence, O Lord. Waiting in your presence, O Lord. I have come in your presence.
presence, waiting in your presence, oh Lord. Ema baweni mera, oh ma baweni mera, ilchewo me, ilchewo, Yesu we. Rally this way, Abawani, Irati. You know, you are waiting in his presence, the touch of his hand. For the touch of his hand. For the touch of his hand. So in fellowship we meet God. Now, when we meet God in fellowship, what benefits do we get? The first of its kind, that in meeting God in fellowship, you connect to destiny. Everyone say destiny. Anybody that met God, the first thing he encountered was to encounter destiny. Yeah. Destiny. When you encounter, you get to know who you are and what you have to do. Me, till I met God in fellowship, I never knew who I should be. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I never knew. Most people who have encountered God, they encountered God in fellowship. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I've told you, I wanted to be a military man. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That was my mind. I wanted to go to finish university and get to the army. Go to the academy and get to the army and become an army man. That was me. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And I liked it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Even when I got to know who I should be, still even in the university, I went to join the cadets. I liked it. And then, one day in the morning, we go for, what do you call it? Endurance, yes. It was all week. In this hall, it was Naval Cadet. All week. So I wrote my name. Second year. I wrote my name, and then we went. They came. I had a friend. He was my year mate. We're all at the same lane. It's called Aponchin. He has been in the cadet from secondary school, so he was senior. So he came and called me. Was off. It's time for endurance. Let's go. I was happy. Then we're going. We started singing from Indies Hall. We're singing. Oh, Yami Tumfu. Then, happy. Everybody's happy. We were singing. Then we passed through administration. Take through Katanga Hall Lane. Kai. Then just after cap, they started some songs. Abba. I was happy. Then they started some songs. Hey! Some immoral. When we have reached, when you want to turn back, you can't. So I was enduring following. The next morning, he came and called me. I want to come at 4:30. So we are going, sir. Bonson Pastor Major. Why? He knew why I said, because he always come and meet me at the hot table praying. So he knew why I have stopped. He said, there's often you know near to know. Praise the Lord. In when you meet God, you encounter destiny. You encounter destiny. You encounter destiny. Most of us here, what is helping you to really know who God has made you to be is your continuous coming to the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. And if you haven't discovered destiny, as you keep appearing in his presence, like Jacob. Jacob didn't meet destiny when he was going to his uncle's house, even though he was at Bethel. It was in his return, it was what? The second appearance at Bethel, that he knew that he was not Jacob, he should be Israel. The same place, first time, he didn't know that he should be Israel. Praise the Lord. Second time when he returned, then God said, you, today I'm showing you destiny. You have Jacob in you, but you are not Jacob. You are Israel because you are a prince. And after that, everything started changing in his life. May God change your destiny in Jesus' name. May something new begin to work for you from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing, when we meet God, another benefit we enjoy is the benefit of personal deliverance. Personal deliverance. Troubles of life are experienced individually. I think by now most of us are understanding. You go through issues of life alone. Somebody can just help you, but it is you that go through it. So now when I'm counseling people and they take not to take it, I tell them that when you are going through the pain, it is you that will go through. I can only pray for you. So if you hear counsel, go ahead and do what you want. Praise the Lord. Because as you grow, you see that we experience our troubles alone. You can only be helped. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So deliverance too is personal. That is why you cannot compare yourself to your friend. Because what you are going through is not the same as what somebody else is what. Sometimes when you hear people say all these things, they are saying it's a lie. You are not going through anything. So you can sit in your home and be saying what? It's a lie. Are you here with me? Somebody can't sleep. And immediately he closes his eyes, he's seeing so many things. And he's saying God set him or her free from it. And you are saying, oh, you are lying. Because you are not going through it. Huh? When you see somebody in pain, even by the appearance of the face, the facial appearance, you can tell that this person, and you that is not going through pain, you are just asking questions. So where is paining you? What is that is what you will be doing. Are you here with me? Yeah. So in meeting God in fellowship, we experience personal deliverance. Personal. He said, upon Mount Zion, which is the house of God, the place we meet God, he said, there will be what?
Deliverance. Personal deliverance. Personal deliverance. So these revelations in fellowship should make you know that when I am attacked, when I am hurt, attacked, where my deliverance is in fellowship. And when I go there and meet God, I must go hurt free. I must go free. I must go free. I tell people, it doesn't matter your problem. Look, me, if I know I have a problem, and I know God have the answer, if I have to come and sleep here for 1 month, if only I'll be allowed for God to answer me, I will come and sleep here. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But people doesn't have that revelation. People doesn't have that revelation. Somebody was, it was well with her body. And I told him, bring your wife for me to pray for her. She didn't bring her. And later, she brought her. I said, I will pray for you. And you don't bring the person the time you think you should hurt. You don't believe. So I won't waste my time to pray. I didn't pray. I said, go. I didn't pray. What you believe in, you say you couldn't walk, but you were able to take her to hospital. But for come for prayer, she couldn't walk. So, well, go. I didn't pray. I didn't waste my time. I just told her, look, go. I will pray for her. Just go. And I didn't pray. I blessed them with some, but I didn't pray. I said, I won't pray. You can walk to hospital, but you can't walk to church for prayer. Somebody is blessed. Are you here with me? Yeah. Because such a person, when you even pray, he won't get it. Because where her heart is where she will be going. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. So in fellowship, we have our personal deliverance. I end with this. In fellowship also, we contact personal inheritance. Some will say personal inheritance. What is yours, you connect to it. What is yours? Personal inheritance. Personal inheritance. So anytime you are out of fellowship, what you are doing to yourself is that you are ignoring your inheritance. What God has for you, you are ignoring it. 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 We contact personal inheritance. Upon Mount Zion, there will be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall have their personal possessions. Personal heart. Possessions. What is mine? I contact it. I contact it. I contact it. I got my wife, mommy, from fellowship. Personal inheritance. She got me in fellowship. Personal inheritance. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. Many other things. Many things money cannot buy. Most of the time, ask yourself, where did I get what I have? Where did I get it? Where you got what you have will determine whether it can last or it will not last. I'm telling you, most of the things not lasting in our life, check it where you got it. I was speaking to a certain young man last week, and I said, anything you get through corrupt ways or vain means or deceitful means can only be with you for a while. In the end, it will all dissipate. in the end. It can only be with you for a while. It can only be with you for a while. Praise the Lord. It can only be with you for a while. Praise the Lord. Yeah. People sometimes get vain admissions to schools. Use false certificates and things. Sometimes they will go through the system, final year, fourth year. And then they catch them. You can only be a student for a while. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You can only be a student for a while. So in fellowship, we contact personal possessions. I pray that whatever is yours this morning, you are contacting it in Jesus' name. You are receiving your personal possessions in the name of Jesus Christ. You are receiving your personal possessions in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that I know my benefit, what should be my decisions? Two. Number one, like David, Psalm 27 verse 1, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell. Somebody say dwell. So what should be my decision? The first thing is that I should always desire to dwell in the house of God. You have to desire. You have to desire. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You have to desire to dwell in the house of the Lord. I may dwell. Dwell. You have to desire. You decide that all my lifetime, I will dwell in the house of God. All my lifetime, I will dwell. I'm not going anywhere. I will dwell. Number two. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Psalm 122 verse 1. Also, I should be glad in appearing before God's presence. If you like, do a research. Use your own children to start that way. Look at them as they grow. Those who like the presence of God. I won't give you a, don't go and read something. Just use your own children. And then watch them. And do what? Watch them. You will always see the difference. You always what? See the difference. You will always see the difference. That person might not be the most intelligent, might not be the most whatever, but just watch the person. You see that he'll be the one who will come out like he will shoot like. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You start researching. You start. Those of you here to have children, use that. You see it. You see it. Praise the Lord. Those who are serious with God, the presence of God, and apply the things they hear, you just see, you just see, you just see, you just see their life transforming, changing, 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 changing. If you like, watch your wife, watch your husband. When he starts appearing before God's presence all the time, he happens to find himself in a very good place where truth is preached. You see that the man is changing, 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 changing. You see, he has changed completely. He's another man. Watch your wife. Because this place called the house of God, the presence of God, it changes people's life. It changes what?
changes people's life for the better. Change. I pray that you will love fellowship. You will always desire fellowship. And your life will be changed. Your life will be changed. Clap your hands and be on. You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.